The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, February 23, 2022. The Foreign Ministry of Cuba released a note calling on the United States and its allies to seriously and realistically heed the well-founded demands for security guarantees from the Russian Federation, which has the right to defend itself, while advocating for a diplomatic solution through constructive and respectful dialogue to preserve international peace. The note urges to preserve international peace and security and denounces efforts by the United States to impose the progressive expansion of NATO towards the borders of the Russian Federation. Such purpose by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is a threat against the national security of that country and regional and international peace, a statement issued by the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs stresses. The National Union of Health Workers, SNTS, of Cuba has strengthened working relations with organizations from several countries in its half century since its founding, said Santiago Badia, the organization's general secretary and specialist in second degree of comprehensive general medicine. Badia told Prensa Latina that Cuba maintains a close link with the South African Health Workers Union, as well as with UNISON, the largest trade union in the United Kingdom. Likewise, the Caribbean island communicates constantly with CLATE, an international union that brings together state workers from Latin America and the Caribbean. SNTS of Cuba has taken steps forward with sister federations of Canada, France, and the American Nurses Association interested in knowing the truth about Cuba. Badia stressed that Cuba is unique and maintains gestures of solidarity with the world and the people. Swine genetics in Cuba has developed to reach favorable conditions of competitiveness and indicators of quality and efficiency compared to those of the first world, an official from the sector stated. Edith Manso, Director of Development, Innovation and Extension of the Swine Genetics Enterprise, told Prensa Latina that the current levels are similar to those of Denmark and Canada, from where the breeds that are currently being reproduced and developed in the country come. Manso explained that at present, the main limitations to obtain higher purity and quality in breeding stock for reproduction are related to the availability of modern technology, which is very expensive globally. This swine genetics enterprise, the only one of its kind in Cuba, is one of the majority shareholders of the Ganaderías S.A. Trading Corporation, a way through which it seeks and promotes foreign investment and other businesses in the livestock sector. And in the international agenda, we have that Colombian journalist Julián Martínez of La Nueva Prensa newspaper denounced being attacked with firearms in Bogotá. The newspaper tweeted blaming the Attorney General's office for the lack of safety of the staff of the newspaper, which is specialized in investigating crimes committed by officials. Gonzalo Guillén, founder and director of La Nueva Prensa, stressed that the police arrived 1 hour late at the scene and failed to carry out their duty of inspecting the scene, which constitutes yet another crime committed against Martinez. A number of persons rejected the attack, including editor, columnist, and consultant Diego Santos, who pointed out on Twitter that the attack against Julián Martínez in the middle of the capital is a return to the terror of the 1980s and the 90s. Meanwhile, Nicaragua and China are currently making progress in the establishment are political consultation mechanisms, the joint construction of the Belt and Road Initiative, the exchange in multilateral scenarios, and the expansion of market access. The agreements between the two countries include the signing of a free trade agreement, as well as the increase of imports and exports, the search for new trade destinations, and the attraction of foreign investors to the Central American nation. Acosta highlighted some areas for the implementation of works with external financing, among them setting up companies in free trade zones, and recalled that the national plan to fight against poverty contains an underwriting strategy of economic alliances. According to the official, Nicaragua was the first Central American country in restoring relations with China in December 1985. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.